The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We are back at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, and time to talk to Riverdale coach Ron Adelot about the Warriors. And, Coach, we were just kind of talking about how quickly this summer came and went. It was lickety-split, and here we are ready for some football.
Yeah, it seems like I was just here a few days ago. So, yeah, it did go quick.
It's been a great summer in terms of weather, although we did have a very hot June, but July we had some rain and a little cooler temperatures, and haven't really had to battle that heat advisory thing. You were telling me that normally you all go pretty early, so it really doesn't affect you as much, but now's the time when you have to really watch the weather because you're in school early.
Yeah, so, you know, hopefully, well, obviously we would love to have this weather throughout, but, you know, I'm sure that there'll be some we know there's going to be some more hot days, so hopefully it won't be so hot that it puts the kids in jeopardy and your practice schedules in jeopardy.
I don't remember doing a first game in August and not being wringing wet from sweat.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Last night was, I think that's what brought a lot of folks out, and the desire for football and to see football. But, I mean, it was very, very comfortable. It was just really – everything came together for a great night. This jamboree thing was brand new. How did that all come about?
Well, actually, I think that was Coach McDaniel in Oakland sort of kind of brought it up, and everybody jumped on board, and it was a good idea, a great idea. You know, I'm sure Coach is probably – jamborees are a little bit tough for us because, you know, you do have a strong desire, your kids have a strong desire to do well and win, but realistically, you're trying to be pretty vanilla and – you know, just get the kids under the lights and the atmosphere of a game without, you know, number one, getting anybody hurt. Number two, you know, you're not going to show a whole lot. You're just going to roll through a few things and, you know, sort of as a tune-up for the next year and get your headsets out and things that you don't normally do in scrimmages.
Yeah. Well, the crowd certainly showed up to give you a great game-like atmosphere. And I was telling John last night and this morning that it had everybody – been in the stands, it would have been overflowing because there were people everywhere on the campus last night.
Well, that's good for Riverdale for sure. So and we needed that. We just got fortunate on it was a luck of the draw, and obviously we've only got four home games this year.
Yeah.
So that sort of kind of gave us a fifth opportunity to showcase a little bit. So we were proud to do it and hope we did a stand-up job, and I'm sure whoever has it next year, which they may go alphabetical, will do equally as good a job, and you know, and it'll get bigger and better each year.
So it is in that order. I had had understood that whoever wins the district championship, but I don't really know.
I'd have to go back. So you know, I'm not sure that we would do it that way. You want every school to have a chance to showcase something like that. So whatever, we'll vote, I'm sure, as to where it will go, and you know, but I think all schools should have the opportunity to host an event like that.
Something that will continue, though, you think?
I think so. I didn't hear any negatives from the coaches last night. You know, you're going to hear the same negatives that they, you know, maybe. I think this year probably was tougher than any year because we've only had 2 weeks in pads, and we're opening up next week. So we'll only have the three-week period where normally you have an extra period, an extra week. So we're really, you know, there's been a lot of stress trying to get everything done this year with all the coaches. So I think when it goes back to a normal cycle, it'll even be a better situation, and everybody will be even more on board.
We're talking to Ron Adelot this morning of Riverdale High School. Coach, it seems like to me that just the chance to, you know, come out in front of a crowd, to do the coin flip, to go back to the sidelines, to see the coaches in the headsets and all of those kind of things that go into a game makes it feel more like a game, even though it is kind of a souped-up scrimmage, if you will.
Yep.
Dress rehearsal, we hear all of those terms, but now you go from that to the real deal starting this Friday night. I think it's one of those things that just it's another part of the progression. A lot of coaches really like the jamboree thing, and so last night, not that scores matter, 7-0 Oakland won that. One thing that I came away with after seeing your squad was that Dylan Woodruff looks like he's bigger stronger, faster? Is he the $6 million man?
Well, Dylan's, you know, as I've said before, very special. And he's obviously a large, large portion of our team. Yeah. We've been very protective of him this spring, you know, and now we've got him to the point where we're at the game and we'll turn him loose, you know, so to speak. So, you know, we catch a, you know, I know Dylan's probably frustrated with me because I hadn't done much. He hasn't played a lot, but he had, he's done, went to a lot of camps this summer. Man, he looks great. He's worked so hard. He's throwing the ball really, really well. So, I'm excited to see what he does.
I mean, he just looks like he's taller and filled out more. And, you know, I didn't think it, you know, that you can tell that young man has spent a lot of time working to get back to this point because he had a very serious injury in that Oak Ridge game.
He did. And, it's just like everything Dylan does. He was ahead of schedule in everything that he did. You know, the doctors were extremely pleased. They released him early. I've tried to be very protective of him. I'm sure, again, that frustrates him. But, from this point on, we've got him to this point. And, you know, I probably worry more than – I know he doesn't. He's been – you know, he's showed no fear with it. And, I expect big, big things out of him.
Mariko Odom ran the ball well last night and still kind of a run by committee Riverdale Warrior team, you think?
Yeah, well, you know, we expect Rico to be one of our main people, and he hasn't disappointed us this spring. We held out Ricardo Terry last night, who dinged an ankle, but, you know, he was ready to go. But the trainer at the last call on the practice field said he had a little bit of tweak on his cut. So we, you know, just for safety's sake for us, we held him. So he didn't play the last scrimmage nor the jamboree last night. So, yeah, you know, I feel pretty good other than we got to get some knowledge things and square a few things out. I think we've got four or five good halfbacks and a couple of three good fullbacks. And it will be by committee because most of those kids are going to play defense as well.
Yeah.
So we'll try to keep them as fresh as possible.
Ron Adelot joining us here this morning. Coach, looking ahead at the schedule, you have a trip to Memphis and a trip to Louisville in your first 2 weeks. Great. Who does your scheduling again?
Must be Mel Gibson, the road warrior. I don't know, but that's, it's just tough to find games. So I think we're proud to have two games. So, as a kid, as an 18-year-old kid, it's or a 17-year-old or 16-year-old, whatever, but they're a little more resilient than we are. If we can keep everything managed and not let them exert too much energy, hopefully we can show up and be ready to play.
Well, I know that there was a big to-do over the summer about, you know, what TSSAA wanted to do, whether to take us back down to five classes or leave it at six. They decided to leave things as they are. That's a real disadvantage for 7AAA, I think, just because of getting games and the way the playoffs are formatted.
There's no question. I mean, at least if they were going to do that, which I figured they would because it would be a huge money deficit for the TSSAA if they'd have gone back to five because they'd have lost the whole classification. And when you're taking half that gate money, you know, obviously that's a lot of money for them. So, something needs to be modified to try to help us schedule because I think if you talk to every coach that comes in through here today, it's tough to schedule, you know. At least if we were locked into six or, you know, seven, you know, I don't think people would care that much for eight, but if you were locked into seven district games, it certainly would be a lot easier to schedule for us.
So having a larger district, I guess in a couple of years we're going to add another Rutherford County school, and obviously it would seem logical that they would be part of that district, but still that only gives you six games, right?
Yeah, and that's tough. I mean, you know, we're going
out. You got to go out and get four games at that point. You're getting five now.
And, you know, in the inception of this thing, it was to help travel and this and the other, and, you know, obviously Hendersonville and Cookeville are not major trips, but, you know, those are not real close to us either.
Yeah.
You know, not as close. We pass a lot of schools, in other words, on the way to those, you know, on the way to those games. And obviously Brighton and Louisville are nowhere in our precinct. So, you know, it's been very challenging.
Is the thing that makes it difficult the way the playoffs are set up in terms of win versus loss, is that the biggest thing that creates a challenge in the mind of another team? Well, I can't go and play at Riverdale because if I do and that's a loss, then I'm going to hurt my playoff chances. Would it be better if it were district record or something like that?
There's got to be a better way, because when you put that stipulation of wins and losses on there without the the strength of schedule playing into it as much, teams are going to try to schedule. As the saying goes, 90% of coaching is scheduling, and now it's made that very challenging, you know. In other words, you need to try to get, especially in your non-district games, games that your teams at least have a chance in. And if a team is of lesser caliber or hasn't had a good run, then they're going to be very leery about trying to schedule up,
Well, your first home game will be September 7th versus Maplewood. Then you go back on the road to Siegel. Not that that's a very far away, but then host Hendersonville, and then Laverne, and right on down the list there. But next up, I guess, for you is your attention turns to Brighton, a team that you handled rather handily last year. But what do you know about Brighton this year? And I know that it's in Memphis somewhere, and you're headed there Friday night.
Yeah, well, I was real surprised at when we saw Brighton, and obviously I think we were the only game they lost in the regular season, and they lost second round, I think they wound up 10-2, so, very athletic. I think they've lost some kids. They have their quarterback back, but Coach Wolf down there does an extremely good job. I think actually he was a guy that was interested in the Siegel job when it came open after David Watson left, so he's especially a very good offensive guy. He's got a good defensive guy, I think, as well. And, it's going to be a tough trip. When you go 3.5-4 hours on the road and, you go against an unknown factor, never having been there, never playing on that field, not knowing the officiating situation, there's a lot of unknown factors. So we're going to need to play well.
Well, we'll figure out with you after we get off the air what we're going to do next Saturday morning, because, I guess it'll be two Saturdays from then. But you go to Louisville. We're planning on broadcasting that game. As soon as we leave here, we can get down there at 4 o'clock, I understand.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock their time.
Yeah.
4 o'clock Central time.
Absolutely.
And so we're planning on broadcasting from there. And we'll see you next Saturday morning, though, Coach, to talk about hopefully a win over Brighton.
Well, we hope so. We, I've told the kids we've had a pretty good fall. So, from this point on, every night we put the pads on and the jersey, then it's going to count. So we don't have to hold back anymore. We can go play. So that's what everybody wants.
And Dylan is saying thank you.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's ready.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much.
Okay, Brian.
That's Ron Adelot joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Matt Williams is on deck here to talk about the Smyrna Bulldogs, then Blackman, Siegel, Oakland, Eagleville, Laverne, and MTCS conversation straight ahead as we continue this morning. Hope you'll stay with us.